Well, let's pick up now on the Camp David part of the story. Here's what the president said at a rally after canceling that meeting with the Taliban at Camp David.
Camp David's held meetings with a lot of people that would have been perceived as being pretty tough customers and pretty bad people. There have been plenty of so-called bad people brought up to Camp David for meetings. And the alternative was the White House, and you wouldn't have been happy with that either.
Let's bring in Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Hi, Julian.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, and I want to talk about the history of Camp David, but first, just your thoughts on John Bolton leaving the administration.
Well, it reflects the high turnover we see in this administration. It reflects the way the president doesn't really value expertise and would rather make decisions on his own. And finally, Bolton was a contradiction in an administration that's very America first, and he is a neoconservative hawk. So it never really sat well from the start.
Okay, so let's talk about Camp David. When the president said that meetings have been held there with what he called bad people, what about that?
Well, it's true that adversaries have been there. During the Cold War, several Soviet leaders were there in 1973. Brezhnev met with Nixon at Camp David. In 2003, after the Cold War, Vladimir Putin met with George W. Bush. So it's true that there have been leaders who don't sit well with a lot of the American public who meet with presidents. That's not why we remember Camp David, but that's not untrue.
Camp David is about 60 miles away from Washington. It dates back to President FDR, Franklin Roosevelt. President Eisenhower actually gave it the name Camp David after his father and grandson. What is the purpose originally of this retreat?
Well, the purpose was really to have a place the president could get away and make difficult decisions outside the media circus, even back in the 1940s and 50s. But ultimately, it was a site for diplomacy. The whole idea was a president could be there and have difficult conversations about the big international issues without having the press hovering over everyone and with some kind of secrecy. And it served that function many times.
Give us an example. I mean, I know that President Reagan visited Camp David over 100 times. George W. Bush hosted people there. President Obama hosted a summit there.
In 1986, Ronald Reagan met with Margaret Thatcher from England. That was a very important meeting as Reagan was negotiating an end to the Cold War with the Soviet Union. They assured each other that ultimately Western Europe would be protected. 1978 is the most famous, where Carter brokers a deal between Israel and Egypt. And that is the basis for an accord that will be signed and which continues to be in existence for decades. So presidents have used this space very well to make those difficult conversations happen.
Let's listen to President Carter talking about what you're talking about there, the Camp David Accords.
When we first arrived at Camp David, the first thing upon which we agreed was to ask the people of the world to pray that our negotiations would be successful. Those prayers have been answered far beyond any expectations.
So he was successful there. President Clinton had less success when he hosted Ehud Barak, the former Israeli prime minister, and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat in 2000 to talk about the Middle East. Is that the only failure or the most high-profile failure you can think of at Camp David?
That's one of the biggest high-profile failures. Clinton was very much eager to try to reach an agreement. This is in 2000 as his presidency is coming to an end. He sees this as potentially a legacy achievement. But ultimately, the president isn't able to do what Jimmy Carter does, and he's not able to bring the two sides to agree on key issues like territory. People will look back at 2003, too, again, when Bush met with Putin and they were unable to resolve a lot of big issues. And you could see the fissures that were really expanding between the two countries.
Is there any worry about bringing somebody like Putin into Camp David?
Sure, there's always security issues, and the history of the area and these meetings, they're filled with stories of clearing telephones back in the day and now all kinds of electric surveillance. Mm. So that's very true. Symbolically, it's also important, and that's one of the problems with what Trump was trying to do, to bring them here on the anniversary of 9/11.
Well, and just briefly, President Trump has only visited Camp David 9 times. Does that say something to you?
It says a lot. He doesn't value diplomacy. This has never been a priority, and it's not surprising that Camp David is not somewhere he likes to go, in addition to not liking to go somewhere rustic.
That is Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks, Julian.
Thanks for having me.